Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. What I say, I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, Petey Beans. It's gassed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shit just piles out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand.
What up, what up? It's your boy Quan Lee, Quan Lee TV and all that, you know, NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, all the way live, man, you know what I'm saying? And tonight, you know what I'm saying, we got some hot interviews. We got your boy Stick Smart in the building. We got your man Lord Vital in the building. We got your man, Tyreek, owner of Your City Media. You know what I'm saying? So I went to New York, had a hot interview with them. So we're going to be doing an interview. It was pre-recorded, and I did it on my iRing mic, and it sounds so crispy clear. We were live in the studio. Shout out to Major Moves. Shout out to, you know, Eric. Shout out to Lord Vital. Shout out to Ready Rock, Rock Red, the whole squad. You know what I'm saying? We see you, Brooklyn, what up? Hurricane Sandy, you know what I'm saying? You need to get out of here, you know what I'm saying? You are not going to hold us or hold us down. It's crazy right now. We live and we all the way live in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. So we're going to go to this interview real quick. Big shout out to my niece, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to her father going to Afghanistan. Shout out to Fly G, you know what I'm saying? Say what's up. Say what's up. Say what's up, people.
Say what's up.
What's up, people? Yeah. She said, what's up, people? That's what I'm talking about. She all the way live. Shout out to my bro. He's out there fighting a good fight out there in Afghanistan. And this is what we do, man. I want to go ahead and go to the quick interview with Lord Vital real quick. For those people that haven't, you know what I'm saying, you know, heard Lord Vital. You heard of him. He's been in the game for a minute. And he has some real knowledge he's dropping and a lot of stuff that y'all didn't know about Lord Vital. You're here today on the show. So, you know what I'm saying, call in at 347-826-7722. And he's also be calling in. He's making major moves. Big shout out to Bad Seed. Just talked to him today, my fam. Big shout out to also to Quan. Talk to him. Check out his new project coming out. It's called Beautiful Monster. You're going to hear some singing, a lot of different, you know, things from Quan, you know, not that you normally hear, so it's going to be crazy. Election Day is next week. Check for that, man. It's crazy right now. Shout out to Quan Lee for featuring the promo video for the event on his website. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Quan. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. Sandy thought that she could hold us down, but we still here. Also, they're doing a relief thing at Mimosa's Lounge in the Bronx for the people of New York that still need help, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and go to Lord Vital's interview real quick, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's go. Yo, this your girl, Lushy Lush, and we live in the building, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's a big movement right now.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? We getting beast mode out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't never seen a beast like this before, man.
Nah, they haven't.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be bananas right now.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting right here with my dude, live in New York, you know what I'm saying?
Lord Vital.
Lord Vital is in a building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're going to talk to us and tell us what's popping, man. Lord Vital, man, talk to us, man. Tell us what's popping.
everything. I mean, like, I've been on the scene for a minute. I mean, so, like, as of right now, I got an album in stores on iTunes, Vital Information, hosted by K Slay. We about to release Beast of New York, featured my boy DJ Robbie Raw. I mean, I'm just working. I'm working.
So much.
Yeah, it's just so much. I got the whole calisthenic movement, the whole Beast Mode movement. I mean, making the world stronger one day at a time. So that's what it is. Everything is Beast Mode. I apply that to everything I'm involved with.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. You are a beast, man. I saw a video.
Yeah.
And all I can do is just stare at you right now. I'm staring.
Yeah.
Beast Mode. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yo, for your cats that's listening right now, this dude right here can do some amazing things, man. And I'm like, I'm literally like amazing things. Like, this dude had like 100 pounds of like weights on him.
Yeah.
And he like almost ripped the whole like bench off. Like, this dude was like the Incredible Hulk or something, like on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and for him to have so much, the upper body strength, because a lot of people, you know, they can't handle that, because, like, a lot of people use their upper body, they don't work their legs,
yeah,
and everything like that, so, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But you was, like, lifting yourself up, and people, like, I'm scared right now, son.
Knocking it out.
You know what I'm saying?
It's because sometimes when you're dealing with your own body weight, your body gets used to what you used to doing. And I get tired of that. It's the same thing with me and music. You get tired of doing the same thing. You got to keep increasing and pushing it and going further. That's what makes Beast Mode. It's going past what you did the last time.
Yo, how many times do you work out in a day, man?
Oh, now I cut it down. I only do probably like once a week because my schedule. I mean, I just had a brand new son, so my boy, that's my workout now. But before, it was at least 5 times a week.
Wow. Congratulations,
yeah,
on a baby.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have Beast Mode babies?
Oh, I've been there.
Beast Mode babies.
Yeah, I've been
there. Beast Mode babies, man. But,
yeah,
yo, you know, everything you got going on, man, you got, like, a big movement. The streets is on you hard body.
Yeah.
Internet on you hard body. You know what I'm saying? You winning awards and everything, man.
Yes,
talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. I was nominated for the Underground Music Awards for 2012. Number one contender, which I brung home. A couple of my people we brung home. Homegirl Sonya Blade, shout out to her. She took out Female Artist of the Year. Like, we just doing it. Like, I'm just happy they actually started notarizing real talent, because I'm not new to the game. I've been doing shows for years. I've been doing shows before I really had songs. Doing old kind of open mics with no songs, just beats and rhymes. So my transition into the hip-hop game is real crazy. To get where I'm at now, I walked some long roads, dolo. Yeah.
That's what it is. Who are some of the producers and everything that you're working with right now?
Oh, right now, of course, I got my boy Epic, the whole Major Z in the building. And my boy Sound Travel, because I got a studio also. You got Jenny Idol in the building. A couple of people, I got production for Maestro, Music Maestro. So, I got, tell you the truth, I got beats sent to me from fans of my Beast Mode workouts from Russia. I can't even pronounce their names. They just send me stuff like, Lord Vida, you have very good music. I'm going to send you beats. It ain't be hard. And I'm going to use them. And when I use, like, that's what it is. Like, I got so much fans. It's crazy because I got fans on both sides of the world.
That's what it is. I mean that basically shows that your impact in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't really narrow yourself down, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying, I gotta do this hood stuff, but
yeah,
apparently your stuff is reaching out to nations, you know
yeah
what I'm saying? So that's some serious stuff right there. What is some of the adversity that you feel that you ever faced being in the music industry?
As far as the music industry, because I got dreads. Of course y'all see me, my dreads are damn near 30 feet long. So I went through the phase of, you know what I mean, because I'm a real animated dude. So when I used to do my shows and stuff, oh, I went through the whole Buster phase. So you like this dude. Or you sound like this dude. I sound like no one. I'm Vital. I'm a beast. You know what I mean? But other than that, I also do R&B. And the crazy thing about it actually made me start ghostwriting, because I don't look like the actual R&B artist. I don't look like the Trey Songz.
Definitely not.
So, and I understand it. So I just cellos and yeah, I just cello.
That's what it is. I mean, that's where the money at with the writing.
Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah, that's the money with the writing. You know what I'm saying? The royalty checks, man.
And they come faster.
Yeah. But you shouldn't have never told me that, right? You should have never told me that.
Yeah.
You know you got to make my ear dance, right? You know you got to make my ear dance and give me something, right?
All right, let me see something. Let me see. You're going to put me on blit ass. I don't need the whole list one.
Oh, you on the
whole list? Yeah, that
might be. Oh, it's a pickup. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it?
Let me see. This one right here is something that I actually wrote for another artist. I mean, my boy Logan, he's an R&B artist that I work with. And the name of this joint was actually titled, Let Me Take You Home. Let me see. It's like I hate it when you walk away, and I love to watch you when you walk away, and I thought of you not being here all day. It's sort of driving me crazy, and if I thought I dropped you off in work, I kinda wish that I could make you stay. Ooh, girl, you got a hold on me. How are you controlling me? It's where you supposed to be. And I'm driving past your crib right now, thinking it's a freaky shit right now. Tipping wheel feel like hits right now.
Wow.
And I got the next girl calling me while I'm in the mood. And I could in the shit with the bone, cause it's not you. You see, I love the way you throw it down. And the text you sent me got me driving well. I'm about to turn this car around. So you should let me meet you. That's
yeah.
it.
Yo,
wow! Can we get a round of applause in this joint, son? Yo!
Yeah,
but
I
shit
around my women.
Yo.
You know what's so funny? That's the first time I actually sung on anybody's show. I always just tell them that and be like,
this is another Lush Radio Live.
We just on some
exclusive
phenomenal shit like
that. Right
like, fuck
yeah.
this shit.
Yo.
You know, we ain't too cool for nothing, nigga. And we
Yo.
Still fuck you up.
Yeah.
That's
Lord,
crazy.
Nigga, fuck you,
you got a dude that can sing, rhyme, and beat your face in at
yeah.
the same time.
Well,
at the same damn time.
Everything is beast mode.
Beast mode.
I'm
an
artist. I'm not a rapper. I'm just
exactly.
an artist. I do everything.
Fuck,
yeah.
Look who I be around. You can't.
Yeah, nigga, I make
yeah.
a mean macaroni and cheese. Teriyaki sandwich.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking avocado salad.
I think
you
play
with
you. Wow.
Yeah.
Yo. Shout out to Rob Webb with the macaroni.
Yeah, of course.
Where did that come from?
He wasn't the reason why I'm gaining weight now. So I got to stay away from him for like a month or two.
I'm mad we're in a geographical location right here. There ain't many options to eat. You know what I mean? But we
yeah.
got some shit that's down there right now.
Yeah, but this is my family. This is who I be around. And by being around Epic, I'm going to start wanting to get into shooting videos, which I'm not going to do, though. But I'd rather
your
know
visual.
And not do it.
Didn't
need
like,
it. Yeah, like I got the ideas. I've been through so much. It's easy for me to write. The ideas I come out with is crazy. That's where the choruses come. I'm a chorus king. I come up with choruses in the snap of a finger that quick. I just thought of some shit too. We got work on.
Yo, that's a genius
yeah.
right there, man. That's crazy right there. Tell me something that you know, Lil Vital. You know they know you for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Tell me something that nobody else knows about Lil Vital.
I really don't like people. Nah. I'm a comedian. That's what a lot of people don't know.
That's
yeah. that's a lot of people don't know. Because they get intimidated just by looking at me.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I also go through. But I'm one of the coolest people you would know. I just don't trust a lot of people.
Yeah.
Tell me, but once you're in my circle, like, all you gotta do is talk to me. Once you make that initial talk, then
it's
I can feel your vibe after that and see if I need to do business with you or not. Or where to place you in my category, the people I talk to or don't talk to. And I'm straightforward. That's another thing. Well, people know that. Yeah, everybody know that because I'm going to tell you straight up, fuck out of here.
Cause I love that right there.
Yeah.
You got to send that song over because, you know, she want me to rotate that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm going to play it for her before we leave. I got a whole, like, the, and it's funny because the next major project I'm working on, after we do the Monster Gang album, my next album is called Virgo. And on the Virgo album, you get to see everything. Like, you'll see the R&B songs. You'll get everything. I can't hold, like, you know, like, being new to the industry, you got to, it's like a certain box you got to kind of stay in. You can't jump outside of it. Like, hold on, how you doing this and singing? Nah, like, they're not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
But me being a Virgo, you just accept everything that I give you. So, watch out for the Virgo album.
I'm on that.
Wow, should I get candles and
yeah.
and oil and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
And everything? Virgo album. Yummy. Yo, that's what it is, man. So, if you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Let me see. Actually, it would be my pops. It'll be my pops who just passed this year. I never really did a song with him.
Wow.
Never. Because I never really thought about it because he actually played the drums, and that would have been somebody I would have loved to work with before he passed. So that would be probably it. Because anybody with this industry, this is about networking. So I ain't even going to say who I would want to. It's who I didn't work with yet. So I changed that. So the only person I would want to work with would be my pops.
Wow. Definitely.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, pops, man, because he could do something wonderful right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
He must have been listening to some love songs when he made you, man. Damn.
Yeah.
And he was eating real healthy.
Oh, yeah.
For real. That's what it is.
We had them denim jeans.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, being how important is, you know, being in the industry, like business, knowing the business. Because a lot of people get caught up in the game and all they want to do is just sit in the booth, right. But not knowing the entire business can put you in different situations.
Yeah.
Through your experiences, because you've been in the game for a while, you know what I'm saying, and you've learned a lot. What's the difference between Lil Vital before and Lil Vital now?
Well, now it's better. Because now I understand, I'm at a point right now where I don't have to be the artist. Like, I done wrote for so many people, because I only write for R&B artists. Let's get that straight. I only write for R&B artists because they make the money. I don't need to be in the forefront. I don't need to be in the camera to make money. That's what I learned. Before, I wanted to be the dude on the camera rapping, being the hardest rapper ever. The hardest rappers don't make no money. So, like I said, with my transition, a lot of things changed. I matured and understand the business behind it. I could sit back here with these dudes and be collecting paychecks, what I am doing now anyway. I don't have to be out there. Plus, I got the whole calisthenics movement. I get paid from that also. So, it's a lot of stuff.
Can I get a loan? You know, I got to ask silly, man.
Yeah.
You know, Lil Vital is like, you know what I'm saying, the hottest thing. He's doing his thing. He's getting awards.
Yeah.
He's getting recognized. He's doing his thing. If you got to a point where you said, okay, I'm in a state of content, right, of money and everything like that, what would you do to give back to your community?
Tell you the truth, I never waited till I got money. I gave back already.
Wow.
By me even starting the whole Beast Mode movement, it showed people that you can actually become healthy with no money at all. We don't have to use gyms. They have parks. They got anything you can grab, you can get a workout on. That's what I teach. That's what the whole Beast Mode thing is. We don't need Planet Fitness, even though they're trying to charge you $5 a month. You don't need that. You can go to the park, and we can get it in, and I'm living proof. I'm 217 pounds doing stuff that the average dude that's half my weight can't do. So that's what Beast Mode is all about. I've been gave back. I'm still giving. As long as I keep putting videos out there and being an inspiration to people who say they can't do it, I gave back already.
That's what it is. Lil Vital.
Yes.
What made you decide to get that name, Lil Vital?
Actually, it's crazy because the name Vital was the one I chose. I used to do battle rapping back in the days. And, like, it was like a hierarchy. That's what we used to call it. And the streets used to call me Lord. That's where the whole Lord came from. The word Vital, I chose that name because I always wanted to be a vital part of anything I associate with. And if you check my records, anything I was associated with, I was a vital part of that organization. So anytime I left, everything died down. Everything. So that's where the word vital comes from.
Wow. Yo, you know, a lot of people, you know, that don't know you wouldn't really get this personable with you, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So they wouldn't get this side. So a lot of people be like, yo, Lil Vital Man, don't fuck with that nigga, son. That nigga
yeah.
will fucking bust your head to the white meat, man.
Yeah,
you know?
I just be wanting the
yeah.
ice cream sometimes. I don't want to
yeah.
be the dude
yeah.
all the time. I want to eat popcorn and ice cream.
You know, that's what he wants to do sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because Lush Radio Online, you know, we try to educate and entertain at the
yeah.
same time. But you know, a lot, we have a lot of negative stigmas about us as African Americans.
Yeah.
I like to focus on the positive side.
We got you.
You know, especially, you know, the men in the industry, because sometimes there's a lot of bashing, a lot of stereotypical views of how the men are in the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But people are trying to evolve from that.
Yeah.
Are there any other things you might want to venture into? Maybe acting or anything like that?
I already did. Because I also write sketch comedy also. And I got a couple of videos that we wrote, produced today. So I got my hands in everything.
You know what? This is the definition of beast mode. I have nothing to say. Drop the mic.
I'm playing ballet on the weekend. It's not funny. I got a 357 Magnum.
Yo.
Bro.
What? Yo. Yo, Rock is crazy.
Just
man.
Google Lil Vital. That's what they got to do.
Lil Vital is crazy. Yo, the camp is crazy,
yeah.
but I love them, though. They go hard in the paint. When they say beast mode, they ready to work
everything
right there on the
mode.
Spot. They
yeah.
ain't playing no game.
Everything is major.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Monster game.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It makes sense.
It really
does. I mean, because it's supposed to be major.
You have to
have
beast.
That beast mode mentality
exactly.
and be a monster with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Any type of advice for the youth out there that would like to get into the industry?
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you want to do it. Don't waste time with real people who got the talent. I mean, this game now is crazy. Everybody is programmed. I remember dudes used to literally have talent and skill. These artists now are put together. So I would say, if you really want to get in this game, really do it, and don't bullshit, because niggas like me really be working. So to see people with less talent making all this money, just it's reckless to me. So
that's what it is.
Yeah. And that's not beast mode.
Yo, you Lil Vital, if they want to get at you, you know what I'm saying, check out everything, man, how they get at you, Lil Vital?
Oh, you can call me, but I ain't going to give you my number, but LORDVITAL, Lil Vital. You can Google Lil Vital. Twitter is Lil Vital. Facebook is Lil Vital. Well, I actually got too many friends, so you got to go to facebook.com/vitalinfo because my shit is booked up. If you want to hear music, go to reverbnation.com/therealLilVital. All my music is there. Albums on iTunes. Any songs I got on Reverb Nation is not on iTunes. So that's how you find me.
That's what it is. So when you gonna make my plate look right?
Yeah.
You do everything else.
We got that. We got that. We gonna go downstairs and cook downstairs.
Yo, Lil Vital.
Yes.
You know you got a positive aura. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody said about you. I smack a nigga for you, Lil Vital. I love
yeah.
you. I love you. Beast mode. You already know. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lil Vital, I just wish nothing but success for you and everything
yes,
that you
thanks,
do.
Thanks.
And, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. Keep doing your thing. We're going to support you and keep you moving. And we're going to watch
yeah.
you. And then, you know what I'm saying? When you get, you know what I'm saying, beyond $1 trillion and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, like, don't forget to deal with people like me. You know what I'm saying? Wait, can I have a dollar? I just want a dollar.
Why you ain't going to be there with me? Why I got to be there by myself?
I am.
Huh?
I'm going to jump on your back and you can lift me up.
Yeah.
I'm playing around, though. Yo, you ain't see him? If y'all watch the video, he's lifting a dude up. How much weight was that dude?
He probably like $1.60.
$1.60?
Yeah.
That and along with your own body weight, that's crazy right there. But yo, you're still tuned in right now to Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com.
Yeah.
Instagram, Lush Radio Online, all over, man. Google me, baby. I'm Google Bell. Also, check out my man, Lord Vital, man. He's all over the internet, man.
Yeah.
The dude is beasting all over the entire world. He's kicking down your freaking door. So you already know what it is, man. If you don't know, you better act like you know. It's your girl, Lushy Live. And we all the way freaking live.
Yeah.
Beast mode.
You already know it's your boy, Lord Vital, Lord of the Rings, Beast of New York. You already know EIB Monster Gang, the rocker with my homegirl, Lush for Lush Radio. You already know what it is. Everything is beast mode.
Yes. And I'm the beast status, let's breeze past it. But if you keep spazzing, you catch the breeze backwards. You see how we stacking, you check the weed cashing. It's money making over here, nothing. Nothing but hating over there, fucker. And you a fan, we ain't cool player. Half of my YouTube views coming from you, player. Hey yo, Maestro, tell him something. You know it's nothing to the king, I'm forever stunting. Look at them dudes that you run with. That nigga still ain't getting bread, that's that dumb shit. I rock LBC niggas to show who runs shit. Pull that some stack that have fun with. Say it ain't so, that they want problems with the kids. Niggas know how's about to go down. Fucking king is in the building.
same way, different from soldier, and I bling. My jeans, my fitted lean. You know my flavor, and you can't stand it. Especially when I pull up with the roof transparent, holding two hand cannons, and I'm stepping out looking like something brand new. You check me out, looking tight, putting hands. And I'm a star, so I get bras like cars by dogs. So before you charge, to get the magnums. And since they chase the dope, I let these ladies know. Wanna go to Macy's, ho? I get your fellatio. Then they get low, instant heady mode.
I already know it's your boy, Lord Vital, Lord of the Rings, Beast of New York. You already know EIB Monster Gang, the rock with my homegirl Lush for Lush Radio. You already know what it is. Everything is beast mode.
You already heard what it is. It's always beast mode. You know what I'm saying? We beasting out here, man. That was your boy Lloyd Vital. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard that interview. You know what I'm saying? We was live with him in New York. You know what I'm saying? Rock Red. You know what I'm saying? Major Moves, the squad. Everybody was out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy out there. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to my brother out there in Afghanistan, you know what I'm saying, fighting that good fight. Shout out to all the survivors of Hurricane Sandy and all that, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy right now. So we also going to have the owner, CEO of Your City Media that's causing crazy buzz right now in the Baltimore area worldwide. You can get your print from there. You can, you know what I'm saying, get all kinds of stuff from there, man. And they messing with big names, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, they definitely fan. So I'm going to go to the phone lines if we see we have the CEO, Tyreek, live in the building, man. Yo, what up, what up? 443, what's popping?
What's going on? Tyreek, Your City Media right here in the house. Lush Radio. What's up, Lush?
What's good with you, man? What's popping, fam?
You know what it is, promotion and marketing every day, all day. Just we here to get it done for the industry and for the people that's trying to promote their thing. We got this company, Your City Media. We on the grind. We do graphic design, printing, CD duplication, posters, anything you can name it. We do it. Video, but we're doing videos right now. Video productions. We got a special going on right now. We're doing music videos starting on the 500. Great quality. That's what we're doing. We do nationwide work too.
That's what it is. And where you guys based out of right now?
Right now, we got a location, which is crazy. We got a location inside the mall. And this is something new. We're trying a security mall in Baltimore, one of the biggest malls in Baltimore. It's really exciting because people, it's just some new stuff. Like, people can come to the mall and get a lot of things done. Like, you know, you run right into some people that can handle your marketing needs, and it's like some new thing we're trying, and people are very receptive to it, and so it's crazy right now. People are really, really, really logging on, and you can check us out, you know, www.yourcitymedia.com, and Your City Media on Instagram, Your City Media on Twitter. You know, just check us out. Really, we're really doing some good things. Got a magazine coming out, Your City Media. No, Your City Magazine come out in January. So yeah, we got some things going on.
That's crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, grace the pages of that magazine over there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. It's you know, it's love when it comes to you. It's love when it comes to you. You doing your thing all over for years. You know what it is.
For a lot of y'all that don't know, is actually, you know, like, he like a brother to me in this game, you know what I'm saying? We done grinded out hard body in this game, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we both have our businesses, but he has a lot of, you know, big pool. He deals with a lot of major people. Yeah, you had Kevin Lyles at the store not too long ago, right?
Yeah, we sponsored Kevin Lyles, did a back-to-school event for 5,000
mm-hmm.
kids. He gave away a lot of school supplies, money, cash, and we sponsored that event. We did the photography and the video for that event at the mall, so that was crazy. Kevin Lyles, you know, came through the store. We took some pictures and everything. Everything was good. So, you know, we definitely bringing promotion and marketing to the forefront because, like, what is your business without promotion and marketing? you know, anything you do, you have to promote marketing. So it's like an educational process we've been doing for years, you know, teaching people how to properly promote and market, you know, and not just basement stuff they be doing in their basement on the computer, you know. So, like, if you really want to promote and market yourself and really attract people to your situation, you got to do it in the proper way, you know what I mean? And that's what we do. We offer you. You can go to our Facebook page and check out some of our designs, and we aim to attracting things to your situation. Creating that type of marketing environment where people say, wow, making you look bigger than life, and that's what we do. So
that's what it is. What do you feel is the you know, going into in, you know, 2012, just, you know, and moving into the future, what is the main key points that artists or just people in general that have a business, what is the main three key points that they need to remember when it comes to marketing or branding themselves?
It's just consistency. Marketing is about consistency. It's about finding out your target audience. And that's what the people don't understand about target marketing. Like, what the key is, who are you marketing to? Like, and that's your target. So once you find out who your target is, then you're good. Then you want to get aggressive. You want to come up with some promotion and marketing. You say, okay, well, since I know the audience I'm marketing to, like, what is effective? Would it be flyers? Would it be magazine advertisement? Would it be regional marketing, national marketing? Can I get a commercial on the radio? So, you know, then once you find out, you know, what means it is for you to use it, then you really have to get creative, and that's what we do. We get creative with that marketing thing, and that's what we do, creative concepts, you know, we come up with. And that's it. So, you know, you're looking at creativity, you're looking at aggressive promotions, you know what I mean, and consistency with that. You know, you got to keep it up.
Definitely. And once again, for all those that don't know, your company, what are all the things that your company provides for people in business and things like that?
Well, we start from the bottom up. Like, we start you with a creative concept. And, you know, like, you come to us with a concept, and then we take you from there. From the concept, we come up with all kind of, we do graphic design. So we do websites. So we definitely come up with something creative so that it's attractive to your clients and your market, your target market that you're marketing to. And after that, we come up with a marketing plan. Who's your target audience? You know, like, we help you figure that out. So then we come up with how it is that you want to reach that market. Do you want to reach it through print? You know, you do want to reach it through commercials, radio, flyers, brochures, websites, social media. We do all of those things. Basically, you know, we helping you do the totality of your marketing approach to your clientele, so that you can reach those people. And from there, it's all about the aggressive promotions. Like, when you're promoting yourself these days, there's so much competition, and every, I don't care what you're in. You're in the rap game. You're in the restaurant business. You're in the clothing line business. There's mad competition. So what you have to do is figure out how I can put myself in front of them. Meaning that how can I set myself aside different from what everybody else? And it's mad competition. So you got to get creative. You got to get aggressive. You got to promote harder. You got to promote day in and day out. At Your City Media, we got this thing. We got thing no sleep. We don't. There's no sleep going on. You know what I'm saying? Because your competition is, when they're asleep, you're supposed to be awake, hitting that social media, every aspect of it. Yo, just promoting it to you, you can't promote again. And then once you finish that, you got to start promoting all over again. There's no time for sleep. Team, no sleep. Your City Media, that's how we doing it. You understand that, Lush, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah. So, you dropped a lot of serious jewels right there, definitely for the people, and it's very important that they need to know that, because when it comes to marketing and promotions, not a lot of people know that. They think it's just, all right, I'll put out one blast one day, and that's it. So then you expect to have, 1,000 people at your events. You ain't that popular. You got 1,000 events going on at the same time. At the end
right.
of the day, you know, me and you come from the era of guerrilla, you know what I'm saying, marketing. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Where we're just plastering people's faces, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rain, sleet, or snow, you know what I mean? But a lot of people nowadays get so, you know, used to just, you know, doing the regular norm. I'll throw one fly here, one fly there, and expect to have a big response. It's not going to work like that. You got to stay consistent, like you said, which is true. Business is serious. You know, a lot of people, you know, take it for granted and think that it's funny. You know what I mean? But, you know, Lush Radio Online, we believe in educating and entertaining. And Tyreek is definitely dropping some serious knowledge. And I hope you take heed to what he's saying and stuff. And once again, can you tell them where the people, where you're located at? So if people want to contact you or, you know, social media and stuff like that.
Right. We located in Baltimore, Maryland. That's our central headquarters, but we do business nationwide. You can reach us at 443-200-5905. Again, that's 443-200-5905. But we do nationwide business. Like, whatever you're trying to do, we can come to you. You're doing a music video in New York, we can shoot there. We can shoot in L.A. We can do photography anywhere. We can, of course, so much is being done over the Internet. Like, if you need to get a design done, graphic design, CD covers or whatever, we can do that, and you can email out the information. So it's nothing. Like, if you really want to get your project done on a professional level, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Idaho. We can get it done for you. And, we got nationwide shipping to send your print work out. It's nothing. We can get it to you. So, and we can get it to you in 24 to 48 hours. So we got fast turnaround time. And we can do a design in 24 to 48 hours. So we got fast, really fast turnaround time on that, too. So, but again, yeah, definitely.
That's what's up. And if you're tuning in right now, we have Tyreek, CEO of Your City Media. And they're doing major, major moves. They're also an affiliate of mine for Lush Radio and joint board of one of our sponsors also. So, you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio, we connected to a lot of people. It's doing major things, you know what I mean? So you guys get with it or get lost. And big shout out to my boy Brian out here, working hard, working his butt off, getting these dates and stuff and everything for artists. So artists, y'all looking for dates and different things like that. Your boy Brandon, Heads Up Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? We going in, you know what I'm saying, getting these dates and booking and stuff like that. Reek, stay on the line real quick because I have our other artist, Stick Smart's event is next week. It's going down Election Day. We actually would like for you to come through if you can. It's on the 6th of November. It's at Taste Lounge, it's going down. It's a mixtape release party and showcase. So it's going to be a big thing. So definitely want you to come out. So we're going to see if you got Stick live on the line. Call from the 202. What up? Call from the 202. What up? 202. What up?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up? 202.
Hey, shit, that's your boy Stick Smart. You know what I'm saying? Lush. What's happening, baby?
What's up with you, man? What's happening with you, homie?
Man, everything is everything, man. Getting ready for this big showcase. I'm saying mixtape release party, Taste Lounge as usual. Man, the project Election Day. We'll be out November 6th. Everybody go put the votes in, you know what I'm saying? Make the right decisions out here. We got big shows coming up. Charlotte, November 17th. Be down there too at the venue. You know what I'm saying? We'll be in MIA December. 3 dates. Dates will be coming soon. And you know, love to y'all. Bobby A was happening. Space Man was happening. My brother Young D's right here next to me, and we cooling, riding out, getting it out. We getting it, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I got B next to me over here, too, you know what I'm saying, chopping up these dates and
okay,
stuff, you know
yeah,
what I mean,
Brandon,
doing
yeah,
some amazing
man.
Moves.
Yeah, that's my man. What's happening? Yeah, that's my man. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? B already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Know how we get down. Yeah, that's my man.
Yo, Sticks, we got Rico on the line, Tyreek, from CEO of Your City Media, and he's doing crazy moves and stuff. Definitely want you to network with him. He's doing a lot of big things out there nationwide, big movement.
Okay, you talking about my man you was just talking to before me, right?
Yeah.
I was listening to the whole conversation. I definitely enjoyed what he was talking about, so we definitely going to connect. My manager right here, so we took the number down and everything, 443-200-5905. I got it. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to connect with you. Hope homie come out to Taste Lounge. Gotta plug that again. Taste Lounge, November 6th. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we definitely gonna come out and check it out.
Appreciate it, bro. Mm-hmm. We gonna get down. We get down. You know what I'm saying? Give everybody a taste of the mixtape. Just a taste, a few tracks. You know what I'm saying? And let everybody else perform that want to come out and showcase their talent, because we got a lot of talent in this area. And I definitely appreciate what you were saying about the whole guerrilla marketing or aggressive marketing campaign. You got to stay in these people's face, because like you said, it's so much competition. So no sleep, you know what I'm saying? Team, no sleep. You know what I'm saying? I feel that, found that. I'm going to have to make sure I stamp that on Instagram, Twitter, and all that. But, yeah, I'm definitely with that. Stay in everybody's face. But like you said, man, it's too much competition out here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody a rapper, and everybody a singer, and everybody an actor, and everybody do promotion. So, man, you got to be on your grind every day, all day.
All
night,
day,
too.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, if you're tuning in right now, we got Stick Smart, your man Tyreek, CEO of Your City Media. It's about to be crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. We got a lot of big moves. Big shout-out to Bad Seed. He did his joint with Mim. Shout out to him. Big shout out to him. Also, big shout out to Juan out of VA. Shout out to all of y'all cats doing y'all thing. Hurricane Sandy, they're doing a release out in New York. We got more information for that coming soon. So, Sticks, you know what I'm saying? This is a big move for you right now, man. I mean, what are you looking to give the people right now?
Man, I'm just looking to give the people solid music. You understand what I'm saying? Solid, good music. Because, I do so many different angles of this music thing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might give you something a little pop fused with a little bit of some hood shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the single Hood Ratters is crazy, and everybody's loving it. And I try to be as creative as possible with my bars, because the monotony gets boring. So I just try to bring something fresh and be a breath of fresh air for hip hop. I'm saying, as cliche as that sounds.
Wow.
I mean, that's real talk, man. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, another question I have for you is, you know, what made you decide, I mean, besides it actually being election day and stuff like that, but what made you could have chose anything else. What made you take this, you know what I'm saying, this move?
Man, I just felt like it was fitting. You know what I'm saying? Because I did the Fuck With Me Hove mixtape with DJ Headbuster. I had a wonderful response from that. And election day, it just so happened that it was coming up, you know what I'm saying, and it was fitting for the time. I think it's about time for something new. I think it's about time for something fresh from the district, something fresh from this side of town, because we got a lot of talent over here. So I just felt like it was a fitting event, election day, you know what I'm saying? Go with the whole thing, everything, you know what I'm saying? Vote for me. I might as well run for president.
Definitely. Real talk. So another thing I had to ask you, Hood Rats. A lot of people asking me about the Hood Rats song and a whole bunch of buzz. Hood Rats, I mean, it speaks for itself, What made you decide to, you know, make that song, put that song out?
I mean, just experience, you know what I'm saying? like real life, you know what I'm saying? Just experience.
Uh-huh.
Just experience, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just fucking with some of the, I mean, just fucking with some hood rat chicks, you know what I'm saying? I got my classy chicks, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple hood rats, though, and I love my hood rats. It was really showing love to my hood rat chicks, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because they hood rats, but, you know what I'm saying? They doing what they got to do, too. You feel what I'm saying? They be ratchet, you know what I'm saying? But I be fucking with them anyway. So, you know what I'm saying?
But you like them.
Yeah, I like them like that, you know what I'm saying? I like them cussing me out, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and all that. I'll take all that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Sticks, you off the hook, man. Well, I love you, man. You're my home. You know,
yeah,
and you have another song called It Feels Good to Be a Gangster. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, it's just that ain't nothing special. Just some street shit and me talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no real deep story with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on there faking, talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Doing all my DC shit, all my Southside shit. You know, so ain't too much different. You know what I'm saying? But I plan on putting out something a little bit more introspective soon. So I'm saying, but it's still a banger. So.
Okay, cool. And looking at yourself now, Sticks now, and adversity that you've dealt with in life, where do you see yourself as Sticks now moving forward with your projects and your career?
Establishing my brand, just building a solid foundation for my career, really, because like I've been messing around with the rap shit for a minute, but this is the first time I actually decided to actually be serious and go forward with it. So, you know what I'm saying, I might as well use my talent to be successful in life, and I just see myself going forward as something special for hip hop, man. I see myself, you know what I'm saying, I just know I got a lot of fans. Every time somebody new hears my music, they fall in love with it. You know what I'm saying? I just passed Wiz Khalifa on the Reverb Nation national charts. So I'm grinding. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm
mm-hmm.
I know I'm getting to where I need to be. You know what I'm saying? Just making good music.
Well, you definitely got a dream team behind you, you know. You got
of course.
You got Brandon. You got Bobby A, the whole Loud Punch crew. You got me, the whole squad.
Man,
so
I'm about to say, can't forget about Lushy Lush and my two chicks in the camera. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you already know what it is. Face Man, you know what I'm saying? Young D's, like I said, my role manager. And you know, I got a hell of a team. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't no way in the world I can do it by myself. You feel what I'm saying? And the support of my team is crazy. And we all just grinding hard. Put it like that. You know what I'm saying? I see the work everybody put in. Everybody put in work. Everybody's out in the street. Everybody's online. Everybody's, you know what I'm saying, connecting, building relationships. We just out here. You know what I'm saying? Even though collectively we all have our own companies, you know what I'm saying? Lush, you got your thing. Us Radio Online, you grinding that all, you know what I'm saying, the photography and the videography. You feel what I'm saying? Brandon got the parties and all that. You know what I'm saying? Bobby A got everything. Loud Punch, you know what I'm saying? But me and Young D's over here, you know how we get down. And I ain't no time gonna get into too much of that, but yeah. We out here. You know what I'm saying? My team is wonderful. I love my team. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't trade y'all in for nothing.
That's what's up. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside, Sticks. I feel all warm and fuzzy.
Don't get emotional on me. Don't get emotional on me.
No, I'm too hard. I'm too bored. Too hard. But, yo, I want to play a quick little song real quick. Hood Rat, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, we know Crazy Buzz. We went out to VA Richmond, you know what I'm saying? He rocked the joint. They was loving
Definitely.
The joint. So.
Was loving
and,
it.
You know,
Richmond, what's happening? Yeah.
You know, Richmond was loving it. So, you know, Hood Rats, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shoot. if you a hood rat, you know, you feel like you a hood rat, you like the song, regardless if you ain't a hood rat,
hey,
you're gonna like it.
Hey, and just to let everybody know, it ain't just hood rats that exhibit those hood rat qualities I talk about on the phone. I mean, talk about on the phone,
ooh,
too. So, ooh, keeping it 100. Okay, you can do you.
Well, we about to go on to it real quick, you know what I'm saying? Give me your feedback, hood rat. And I like her, you know what I'm saying, with the bad stick spots. And we're going to come right back live on Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. Let's go. She's a right there, hood rat, and I like her. You know what I'm saying? Election day going down November the 6th. Also, check out Quan Lee, www.quanleetv. The promo video I did, it was featured on the website, so check that out. Support Quan Lee TV, man. They're one of our sponsors. He goes around. He's everywhere, man. He was there when Jesus was born. That's my dude. He grind hard in the paint. NYC, what up, though? You know what I mean? So we live in the building. Hey, Reek, what you think about that hood rat joint, fam?
Yo, that was real, real, real tight. I like that. It's different, you know what I mean? Like out in Baltimore, I haven't heard nothing like that yet. You know what I'm saying? So I give it thumbs up, for real.
Appreciate that, bro. I try to bring something different, you know what I'm saying? Keep it a little creative, you know what I'm saying? Try to pick beats, you know what I'm saying? Alabama to jump away from. So yeah, keep it live, keep it fun. You know what I'm saying? I like having fun on the track. I play around with it.
Definitely.
Like you said, it's definitely a reality.
I mean, it's a subject matter that exists. You know what I mean? It's real.
Absolutely. It definitely exists.
Man, they got a lot of hood rats out in Baltimore.
Oh, I'm here. I'm
here. Flooded.
They flooded with them. Every hood got them. Real life.
Very good, man. Even overseas, they got hood rats, man. They got hood rats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody can relate to hood rat qualities and stuff.
Right. That's the time for my yard tour.
You off the hook, man. So, Stick, if people want to get at you, you know what I'm saying, you know, how do they go about doing that, Stick?
Okay, Facebook, Stick Smart, Reverb Nation, Stick Smart, Twitter, @StickSmart1, Instagram, @StickSmart12, and pretty much any other Tumblr, Stick Smart, Flickr, Stick Smart, you know what I'm saying? My manager phone number, 301-917-5100, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up. I'm saying that's Young D's right there. Get with him faster you can get with Bobby A. So, I'm saying, hey, you know, we doing it out here. Lushy Lush, Bobby A, you know what I'm saying? My whole squad, Face Man, Brandon, my man. You know what I'm saying? We got to get them girls together for that thing, too, man. And,
yeah.
My man is a Young D's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all, my team. You already know what it is. 1-2.
Did you check out the promo video yet? Did you look at it?
Yeah, yes, I did, and I killed it. And, yeah, you put that work in on it, too, girl. Put that work in. So,
I
yeah.
In the middle of the night trying to get that thing out there to put that, push it out or whatever, trying.
I'm glad you did it. You put that work in. I appreciate it, too. That's love.
It's all good. I'm going to throw it over to Brandon real quick since he's sitting over there. He might have a couple of words to drop
okay.
And stuff. Brandon, tell me about Styx and stuff. How did you link up with Styx and where do you see yourself in his movement?
Well, I've been knowing Styx now for like probably about 2 or 3 years. Me and Styx go way back. And when I first met him, heard his music, I just off the top saw his dedication and his grind, and I was like, yeah, we got something in common. So I was like, I knew it was only a matter of time for us to link up. Plus, me and Rob go way back. So I said, it's only a matter of time for us to hook up, though. And Styx, you doing your thing, though, homie.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Love right there.
For sure. Oh, yeah. And I'm over here chilling, and I got the I got them printouts for you, too, Styx, man, you know, for the model cars.
You got the what?
Shows. I got that printout, too, for the upcoming shows I'm gonna give to you tonight.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, the Harley
yeah.
Riders thing, too. Yeah, that's next week, November 8th. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things coming up, man. Harley Riders, November 8th, and my show, and my mixtape release party, you know what I'm saying, November 6th, you know what I'm saying? And we in Charlotte, November 17th, you know what I'm saying? And
oh,
we
yeah.
in Miami, 3 days in December. So, yeah, we out
oh,
here,
yeah. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, Brandon, you still going to do your model car thing?
Yeah, yeah, we linking up with that. Matter of fact, I'm sliding past Rob Jones tonight, so, yeah, we're gonna talk about that tonight.
Okay, yeah, the Young D, you know what I'm saying? D's told me y'all was hooking up to do the model call thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, too, you want to check your schedule, too, Styx, because I know you got a busy schedule, man, then on your grind. Also, November 18th, might got to do something that day, too.
Okay, that's a bet.
Yeah. You're going to check the schedule first, though, but, you know.
Okay. We'll get down, make it happen. You already know
oh,
how
yeah.
we do.
Oh, yeah. But other than that, Styx, man, you know, keep up the good work, man, and I got you, man. We're gonna continue to do what we do.
Yeah, let's do this shit, man. We already know, you know what I'm saying? You my man. I got you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right.
Yo, Styx killed me with, that's my man.
That's my man.
Yo, you was off the hook, Styx, man. But yo, you know what I'm saying? You a good spirit, you know what I'm saying? You are golden child right now, man. We putting you on the forefront, man. Make it
okay,
happen,
I'm out
man.
Here, you know what I'm saying? I like it, man. I'm gonna crack my smile and do what I do. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You the golden child right now, man. So, you know what I mean? We're going to keep on pushing, keep on moving. Election day, man. Bishop Twan hosting it. We got DJ Sleep Easy on the ones and twos, DJ Reason. You know what I'm saying? We got artists by the name of Sherlock performing also. A lot of artists doing their thing. It's about to be a party. It's about to be bananas, and it's about to be crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? You
indeed.
Ready? You ready? You amped up?
Man, you know, I stay ready. That's what I do. I stay ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in there, burn it down how I always do. You know what I'm saying? Have me a couple drinks of loud punch. You know what I'm saying? Get down, you know what I'm saying, with a few pretty girls and, you know, and do how I do. You know what I'm saying? Get this Election Day thing popping. You know what I'm saying? On
that's
Election
what it
Day,
is,
you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Everybody go vote. Real live out here. Everybody go vote. Make an educated decision and go vote.
Definitely. Real talk. Voting lines was crazy. Everybody was voting. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do, man, because the world is getting crazy right now. Things is getting bananas, man. So
indeed
we
got to
make some noise. We got to make some noise, man. We got to make some noise.
You know? Already know.
So big shout out to you, Styx. And I wish you nothing but success. And I'm going to see you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wish me success. You're going to be right there with me, girl. You know what I'm saying? All the love in the world. Let's appreciate everything you do.
All day, man. We about to take this to a whole major level, man. I hope they ready for it.
Indeed. You know what I'm saying? Stick smart. 1-2. You already know that it's outside the district. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. And it feels good to be a gangster, no matter if you're a female or a dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm a gangster.
Right.
I done been done it, you heard? So we doing it.
We're alive.
You know what I'm saying? Let's Make It Online, man. We all the way live, man. Don't forget to log on www.letsmakeitonline.com. We're going to crank this joint real quick. And, Styx, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to your grind, man, because you a busy dude, man. All these
days, I'm on the highway right now. I'm on the highway right now getting to the money. You dig me?
The money. Team, cut the check, baby. Y'all know what it is, man. We all the way live. Styx Marsh, man. Feels good to be gangster. We're going to come back and talk to my man, Reek, real quick, because we're going to drop some more jewels on business. You know what I'm saying? Just get the fuck out of here, Fridays. We all the way live. Tell them why you mad, son. Call in 347-826-7722. 16 minutes on the clock, on the dot. Shout out to all my survivors and Sandy, man. It feels good to be a gangster.
Shit. Okay. Styx.
Smart.
1-2.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. 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 Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Okay, I admit it.
What?
I like big guns.
Bang.
Phone posits, thick bitches. Air Force One,
black.
Gunshots, I ain't hear one. And my tails get them so high when they call the cops, the Air Force comes.
Oh.
My flow nasty like stripper poles. Session work, I get you taken off like stripper clothes.
Wrong.
Leave you naked, doesn't you don't own a stripper clothes. DC been hiding a monster like my jeans with my zipper clothes. Talk that street shit, but only give you part of the truth. Cause I'd hate to face an indictment when I step out of this booth. But believe that my rep's solid. You don't die, you a vegetable. Fresh salad. Onions and them cucumbers. And the system had me caged for a few summers. Booking broad soon as I came home. Now I'm fucking every bitch on my phone. Nigga,
damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
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 Feels good to be a gangster.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Feels good to be a gangster.
Damn, it feels good to be a
beat with me. I don't think you wanna do it.
No.
Cause Bama's taught that killer shit, but
I really do it.
Bang.
Understand, little man, you a sucker. I can see that.
See.
You don't bang no gun where your heat at. You on the phone like, man, I need that.
Why lie?
Got your bitch face where my meat at. She grab it like she need that. Gagged and she earled on my mic. So, I guess I'll call that feedback. Y'all niggas snitching trying to get your G back.
What? No.
Boy, that shit is over with. I see you, then your dome is split. Million hustles, music, reefer pills, plus my stove is lit.
All that.
Man. Can't get no bread on no loaf and shit. So I'm out here heavy grinding, trying to get my dollars up. Swag on blast, I'm cooler than the Fonz with his collar up. Any nigga you see me with, see me swing, then he follow up. Fuck my bitches, go home to wife, he make
damn it, feel good to be a gangster. Damn it, feel good to be a gangster. Damn it, feel good to be a gangster. Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand, nigga. Woo! Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my hand, nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoes blow, my watch better, my pen's better, you don't write, trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or K's vomit, ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Sneak nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Chicago, nigga.
It's smile in my face is what I don't like. They see a whole town at the sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dyke. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free bump, Jay, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., Jay Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like,
like,
don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Fake
Gucci, that's that shit I don't like. Smoking on his dope, highest than a fight. This bitch gon' knock me down, she gon' let me fight. I'm a so-star, that's that nigga that I like. I don't want relations, I just want one night. Cause a thirsty bitch, that's that shit that I don't like. I got tats up on my arm, cause this shit is life. And I special bunch of clothes, cause I'm living life. I come up on the scene, and I'm still in light. Bitch, I'm how life got me feeling right. Bitch, I'm cheap, keep, fuck who don't like. And bitch, we GBE, we just gon' sight. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Shout out to
D-Dog,
wow.
we are not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old bitch she was fucking the lane. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, bling. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas in a slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak, that's not that, that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, purple. I done sold white, white. Running out of work, that's that shit I don't like. She never let me hit, nah. She gave me dome twice. She blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the Cube, another 30 for the Jesus. Believe in ourselves when nobody else believed us.
Yo, that's the shit I don't like. All y'all fake cash out there. Y'all cash not trying to really go get money. Y'all cash playing around. Y'all cash not taking care of y'all kids, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. Fridays, man. Do your job. Get on your job. Get on your grind. It's gorilla season, man. Gorilla season. Beast mode out here. Shout out to Lord Vital. You know what I'm saying? He's out there, you know what I'm saying, working, grinding. We heard the interview was crazy. We had Tariq, you know what I'm saying, live in the building talking to us, you know what I'm saying, about business, dropping jewels. We had your man Stick Smarts. It was crazy tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let's Radio Online all the way live. If you didn't listen to the show, you want to hear the archives and stuff. So it was crazy. Sandy hit a lot of places, and, you know, Jersey, you know, got hit really bad. My prayers and everything, shout out to all those cats out there and New York, man. It's still hard for them. It was crazy for gas and everything like that, you know, and go out and vote. Make your voice be heard. And Let's Radio Online, we don't just do it for us. We do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Tariq, before we get off the line, man, you want to drop a couple of jewels before we leave off the show?
Yeah, yeah. What I want to do, I got my project manager on the right now, Vonnie, and definitely she do the day-to-day grinding at Your City Media. She handles business from all the way from New York all the way down to Miami. And I want to introduce her to you. You guys can politic, and, you know, like when you call the shop, that's what you really deal with is V. So, Vonnie, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
So,
you doing?
Les.
So what's up? What's poppin' with you? What's up, Vonnie? What's poppin'?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. You know, we got 6 minutes on the line. With You City, Your City Media, talk to us about business in general, going into the future of business, the top three things for business for you, you know, especially being a female, being in the industry, the top three things that you look for when it comes to a business, you know?
Top three things as far as business, well, we handle all marketing needs from web designs, flyers, everything that you would possibly need as far as, you know, marketing and networking. So, you know, it's a wide range of things that we, you know, can handle. But it all depends on, you know, how you want to market your business. Like, we do everything from flyers, business cards, logos. We have incredible web specials right now. Package deals starting at $5.99, incredible print and design fly packages where we're giving away 500 business cards. Like, our whole motive is for businesses to, you know, market so they can make money. Like, we want businesses to, you know, make money, so we're here to help you. We're a one-stop shop, and we do everything from music videos, everything.
That's what's up. All those people that are tuned in right now, make sure you hit them up. It's You City, Your City, Your City Media.
City Media.
And you need it's Your City, it's Your City Media?
Correct.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yes, Yo City Media.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you guys can log on and definitely follow them. It's U R City, spelled out correctly. The letter U, the letter R, City Media, on Instagram, Twitter, and follow them. And, you know, holler at them, you know what I'm saying, for all your marketing needs. And they're also one of our sponsors and fellow associates, so definitely connect with them on some serious movement if you're serious about pushing your business to the next level. Stop sitting around and wasting time, you know, because tomorrow's a promise to anybody, and you got to stay consistent. You know, so put yourself out there, you
also,
know, in a big way. So.
I'm sorry. Also, we have amazing turnaround time from 24 to 72 hours. And also, our website is www.yourcitymedia.com. Check us out there. And designs are starting at $75 right now. So
that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Definitely jump on that. Jump on board. You know what I'm saying, and rock with them, man. I definitely give them a stamp, you know what I'm saying, so rock with them, get with them, they fam, you know what I'm saying, so go over there and get with it. Get with it or get lost at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying. Lush Radio Live, all the way live, this is what we do. Promotions and marketing, connecting people to make things happen, you know. So, we're going to go ahead and go off the line. It's Lush Radio Online. We thank you, Tariq. We thank you, everybody that came in, logged on. And you know what I'm saying? It's Lush Radio Online. We all the way live. And people, I'm telling you guys, don't be afraid to go for your goal, go for your dreams, do what you got to do, man, and wake up and get ready to party, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Pop that bottle of Ciroc. You know what I'm saying? That Moscato, whatever you got. You know, Ace of Spade, if you balling like that. You know what I'm saying? But you could go to the wholesale spot and get it for cheaper. But you ain't heard that from me, though. But you know what I'm saying? We all the way live. Let's radio live, man. And this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? And we're turning it all the way up. We're talking about educating. And we're also entertaining at the same damn time. Let's radio online. We turned up. And I feel like listening to something. And I just want to go ahead and go back. Eminem, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not afraid, you know what I'm saying, I'm not afraid to go out there and go for the gusto, I'm not afraid to go out there and do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, to get mine, I'm not afraid and I don't have excuses why I can't get mine, so let's do it, let's make moves, let's achieve, and let's do positive things out here, man. It's your girl, let's all the way live, man, and you know what I'm saying, you know, don't be afraid to go for it. Go for the gusto. And I'm out of here, man. I got to go pop me a bottle because I'm about to get out of here, you know what I'm saying, get all the way live and get next to the next to them, you know what I'm saying? So we got to wake up and get it live, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not afraid, Eminem, you know. So we're back. Lush Radio Online. Make sure you log on to the website and www.lushradioonline.com. They calling me. They calling me, and so I got to go. So we got to find a song. I think I feel like some reggae just because, okay? Beanie Man, Dance Hall Queen. Dance Hall King, my bad. I ain't even drank yet, okay? So we out here.
Zaga, zaga, now, 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 now. Yeah. Sing it. Yo. Let's do it.
Bomb bed, bomb floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. And the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Bomb bed, bomb floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. And the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Hello, meet body girl.
Here in the mirror.
Got it, don't give me no icky girl.
Don't you dare.
This is sippy.
Move your hand away, but make me ram it, stick it, jam it, if you don't.
Y'all forget sex, though.
Who that to ask me why? Y'all is me ask me question, a Frankie guy.
Come party.
So how you act so shy? Me no beg kitty, but me da like a blind.
Me no Batman.
Half a me no Robin guy. If you and I ever not to tie.
No shy.
When me stop it, then you reply. Bite your lips and close your eyes, God.
Pump bed, pump floor against wall. We sex them out to them call me. And the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome to king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex
them all to them call me. I'm the girl, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Show me a pretty girl.
Your body shape so good. Let me introduce you to a piece of hood.
Vinny, can I be a girl?
I think you're cool, but I don't want to be misunderstood.
No mistake.
Me not want no girl with only pretty face. Me want the chicken and the waist and the body with the shape and the cherry with the bass. Me the sound and the place. Me the lie up and the case. See the murder on your face.
Me the airport away.
With some girl with airfreight. Cause the whole of them the fish are run down me body bay. Natural baby juice and a concentrate. You never know what's up the love, Dr. Gray.
Go.
Bum bed, bum floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girl, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Bum bed, bum floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girl, them sugar, that's